Oasis Audio presents Wild at Heart by John Eldridge. Read for you by John Eldridge.
For Oasis Audio, I'm Wayne Shepherd, talking with author and counselor John Eldridge about his book Wild at Heart, now available as an audiobook. John, I know you love adventure. What did I interrupt today? Anything adventurous?
We're in the middle of a big adventure. We're actually, you caught me literally recording the audio book for Wild at Heart, which is absolutely exciting to me. I'm loving it.
Yeah. We're in different studios and can't see each other, but I think I can read your face right now. You are genuinely excited about this, aren't you?
Oh, big smile. It's been almost 10 years, Wayne, since I wrote Wild at Heart. And it's probably been at least 7 years since I've read it, just personally to myself. It has been fantastic to go back through the book and to realize how powerful it is, to be reminded of things that I had completely forgotten about. And honestly, as I'm sitting here reading this into the microphone in the studio, God is speaking to me through the truths that are contained in this.
Isn't that remarkable how that happens, especially after all these years? The message of this book is so enduring, though. It's no surprise to me. I'm thinking, though, John, that maybe some things that were true for you 10 years ago have changed a bit. What's different about life for you today?
Well, I was afraid, Wayne, to be honest, that I would get back into this book and into the story and the journey here that I tell, and I wouldn't agree with it anymore, or I would only agree with parts of it. But I tell you what is so profound is that it feels actually more true. I mean, I don't know how something can be more true, but it was true when I wrote it, but it's more true now. I mean, in those 10 years, my boys are off at college now. Stacy and I just celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary. We launched a ministry out of the success of Wild at Heart for Men, and we're doing conferences all over the world now. In fact, we're just getting ready to go over to Wales to put on a Wild at Heart event there. So much water under the bridge, so much momentum, the power of this ministry. And it's just remarkable to see that the masculine journey is eternal. It's universal. It's so deep in a man's soul that as I'm reading these words, I'm recognizing how much God has done in my life over these last 10 years.
Isn't it remarkable that we do grow wiser as we grow older, especially if we stay in God's Word, and yet that truth, as you said, that truth is eternal. We're just discovering it.
Well, I wish we grew wiser as we grew older, Wayne. I wish that were true for every man. I think it's something that a man has to choose. I mean, you have to choose the journey. You choose to follow Christ, not just once, but you choose it again and again and again. And I think that's what is striking me deeply. I was just reading, in fact, the chapter called An Adventure to Live, and the deep longing of a man to have a calling, to have a mission, to have a, you know, something he can throw his life into. And also reading again about it'll cost you. It'll cost you more if you don't follow God into the calling he has for you, but your calling will cost you. And I'm just struck now at the blood that's been shed, the scars that we all share now, and I'm thinking of how utterly worth it is.
John, for those who have yet to read, or in this case, listen to Wild at Heart, what is the core message of this book?
That God gave to you as a man a heart, and that heart is his greatest gift to you. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, watch over your heart because it is the wellspring of life within you. And that the masculine heart has these three core desires: for a battle to fight, for an adventure to live, and for a beauty to rescue. And if we don't find those things in our spiritual life, in our career, in our marriages, in our friendships, if we don't find that life, the soul of a man either dies or that's where